Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa state and local law enforcement would be required to enter immigration enforcement agreements with ICE under a bill advancing in the Iowa House. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has details on the bill that passed out of a subcommittee on Thursday.
The bill would require all Iowa law enforcement agencies to work with ICE to identify and detain people who aren't authorized to be in the country. More than 100 jurisdictions nationwide have such agreements. None of them are in Iowa. Maria Gonzalez of Marshalltown says lawmakers are unfairly targeting immigrants.
Let's call this what it is. This is an anti-immigrant bill. This bill and bills like these separate families and foster a climate of fear in our communities. Justifying the criminalization of our people is unacceptable, and you should be ashamed of that.
The Iowa Police Chiefs Association is concerned about taking on new responsibilities without more funding. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says local cooperation with ICE is vital for finding and deporting immigrants without legal status who committed crimes. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Meanwhile, homeowners and renters across Iowa would be able to order free radon test kits under another bill advancing in the Iowa House. The measure would set aside $20,000 for the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services to pay for the kits. The department partnered with the American Lung Association last month to provide free tests but ran out of kits and money. Representative Hans Wilds of Ottumwa says the bill needs to make accessing test kits simpler.
I want to emphasize, go to the website and make it easy. We want people to be able to access these test kits, be able to understand and how to use them as well.
Last year, the House reviewed a similar bill, but it did not advance. All Iowa counties have been designated as Zone 1 by the EPA, meaning that they have the highest potential for high indoor radon levels. The agency says radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking and the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. Federal funding cuts by the Trump administration have eliminated staff at a USDA lab in Iowa that helps identify and track cases of bird flu and other animal diseases. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has details.
The USDA National Centers for Animal Health in Ames is at the forefront of livestock research, foreign disease diagnostics, and vaccine regulations in the U.S. This includes testing milk samples for bird flu and screening vaccines companies develop for cats and dogs.
People don't realize just how much happens in this one facility.
That's a USDA scientist at the facility. IPR is using their initial in this story because they're concerned about retribution. A says dozens of people have lost their jobs, even though many had glowing performance reviews.
I've had so many sleepless nights. I mean, that's all of us. I can't stress that enough, how hard this has been on everyone mentally.
A says the unit most impacted are caretakers for thousands of animals at the facility. Employees are trying to fill in the gaps. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
A Rock Island police officer is suing the department and the city, alleging discrimination. Lieutenant Daitana Robinson has been on the force since 1998, when she became the first black woman to work for the department. She claims over the years that top brass ignored her for promotions, training opportunities, and gave her less favorable performance reviews compared to other officers. The lawsuit also claims Robinson was required to pass an agility test after surviving a COVID-19-induced coma. She claims the test was not required for other officers. Robinson is suing the city and department for violating the Illinois Human Rights Act for racial discrimination. In a written statement, the city denies the allegations and says it looks forward to responding in court. And the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for volunteer fire assistance grants until April 14th. The grants provide assistance for ongoing organizing, training, and equipping rural fire departments. In 2024, the Illinois DNR awarded over $210,000 in funds for 30 projects statewide. More information can be found online at dnr.illinois.gov. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.